So I came into New York after, around midnight. You know, right. I got to the hotel, and the clerk said, every room is taken.
Yeah, so what did you do?
Well, I begged. I got on my knees. I said, you got to give me a room, anything, please.
Yeah, right. And
finally, she said, well, I do have a double room with only one occupant, and he probably won't mind splitting the cost.
Uh-huh.
But tell you the truth, he snores so loud, the people down the hall complained about it.
Mm.
You won't get a minute of sleep.
So what did you do then?
I took the room.
Well, how'd you sleep?
No problem.
Well, wait a minute. Didn't the other guy snore?
No. I got dressed for bed. I went over, gave him a kiss on the cheek, and said, good night, beautiful. And he sat up all night watching me.
All right. Did you know that there are female hormones in beer?
Female hormones in beer, that's impossible.
No. You drink a lot of beer, you get fat, you talk too much, and you don't make sense, and you cry, and you can't drive a car.
Hey, speaking of beer...
I'm glad you said that, Joe. What is it, officer?
Sir, I need you to breathe into this breathalyzer for me.
Oh, I can't do that, officer. I have terrible asthma. I could have a really bad asthma attack.
Okay, then you'll have to go down to the station and take a blood test.
Well, I can't do that either. I'm a hemophiliac.
Okay, well, then I need a urine sample.
Well, I can't do that either. I'm a diabetic.
Okay, well, then I need you to step out of the car and walk this white line right there.
Well, I can't do that either.
Why not?
Because I'm drunk.
Oh.
All right. Did I tell you the one about Leif Erikson? Leif Erikson, he went off on his voyage to the New World, and a couple of years passed, and his wife noticed that his name was not on the village register anymore, and she went to the census taker to complain about it, and she said, you must have taken Leif off your census.
Oh, that's sick. I never heard that. But it does remind me of the one about the farmer who was milking his cow, and a bug flew into the cow's ear, and a moment later, the bug squirted out into the milk bucket.
Uh-huh. I can see
this
coming.
Went in one ear and out the other.
Right.
Ear, udder.
One of the oldest questions in comedy is why did the chicken cross the road? And there continue to be new answers. The New York City Police Department say...
You give me 5 minutes with the chicken and I'll find out.
And the Bible, what does the Bible say?
God said unto the chicken, thou shalt cross the road. And the chicken crossed the road, and there was much rejoicing.
Right. And why did the chicken cross the road?